Welcome back to The Closers here on News Talk 1400 KFRU, News Talk 1240 KLIK. I'm Spencer Kane, continuing our series of getting to know our new SEC neighbors. Last week was Alabama. This week, well, we'll head, 160 miles southeast to Auburn, Alabama. And joining us to talk about it, the proprietor of warbloggle.com, a blog about the Auburn Tigers, is Mr. Warbloggle himself. What's going on?
Hey, nothing much. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming on. Okay, we need to know a little bit about this. I mean, we know in the grand hierarchy of college rivalries, not many that can claim to be better than what you have with the other school in your state, Alabama. How deeply seated is your hatred of the other school?
You know, it's just something that you're kind of born with, or that you kind of have to. I guess that you're just kind of passed down when you grow up, whether your parents went to the school or, you know, for whatever reason, they just pull for that school. It's just, you know, the cliche is when you come to the state, you've got to make a decision. Whether you come from Florida and you're a Florida fan, when you come to Alabama, if you're a citizen of Alabama, you have to decide who you're going to pull for. I mean, we just kind of make people do that here. And it's just, everything you hear, everything you see on ESPN and everything is exactly true. It's just, it's our culture here. There's no pro sports. There's nothing, you know, nothing much bigger in sports than Auburn and Alabama. So, you know, like I said, it's just culture and it's deep rooted in all of us.
We saw some of that over the last year with what happened down at Toomer's Corner with those beautiful trees down there. And how are the trees doing right now?
Well, I mean, it's kind of every month they kind of say something different. You know, one month they'll say they're getting better, and then the next they're not looking so good. I think in the last month or two they've started cutting off certain sections that did die, maybe in hopes that it doesn't spread or whatever reason. So, you know, I think the overall plan in the last year or so was, you know, if they do die, they're probably going to either – transplant some trees there or kind of build some other structure, kind of like a statue of trees or something along those lines. But yeah, I mean, it's kind of still up in the air right now if they're going to survive in the long run.
Well, one of the great traditions in college football, it would be a shame if that ever went away.
Yeah.
One of the casualties of war, I guess, down there. We're talking about University of Auburn University, I guess. We're all learning how to say this. AU,
oh, yeah.
Right? AU.
AU, it's the opposite. You know, you got Alabama's UA and we're AU. So,
all right.
You know, like most things, we're the complete opposite.
That's good. I know we're going to concentrate mostly on the fun stuff this week, but senseless tragedy. And I mean, we can't really make sense of senselessness that happened
right
down in your neck of the woods this week. But how has the town reacted to the shootings last weekend?
You know, I mean, it's just an overall, just a general sadness. I mean, people are still trying to get over the fact of what happened, but it's kind of hard to because the guy is still at large. We still haven't found him. And so, you know, it's never going to be a good thing or something you completely get over. But, you know, once the guy is arrested and taken in, I think that would kind of be maybe the first step. You know, it's still kind of in that state of flux where, you know, it's still scary. It's still kind of, you know, up in the air of how we're supposed to feel just because nothing has been really determined or conquered yet.
Auburn, the town, has about 50,000, 53,000 is what I read.
Mm-hmm.
Jordan-Hare Stadium has 87,000 capacity, so more than the city itself. But is the city just centrally focused around the university? Is it a real university town?
Oh, definitely. I mean, that's the first thing that people say when you talk about Auburn is that it's just a college town. I'm from the neighboring city, Opelika, so I grew up there and I got to, you know, witness that firsthand all of my life. You know, without the school, it would just be a very, very small town with some small businesses and everything like that. And it's still that way. You can kind of see it growing. There's a lot more hotels and restaurants and shopping centers going up just as the, you know, as cities grow. But, yeah, I mean, it's just, you know, there's a small downtown right where Toomer's is. And other than that, there's no major, you know, corporations or anything like that. There's, you know, the interstate runs beside it, but that's about it. But like I said, yeah, it's just the ultimate college town.
Well, his name is Warbloggle, at least that's what he goes by. He writes for warbloggle.com, a blog about the Auburn Tigers. What's game day like there? How quickly do the RVs roll in? What do visiting fans need to do when Missouri visits Auburn once every 12 years or whatever the current arrangement's going to be?
Well, I mean, it's I always think it's pretty funny when visiting schools, when they come in, they hear, you know, they'll see reports of the school will send out a message that says RVs are not allowed on campus before Wednesday. And that, I mean, people are like, what? I mean, you know, we're just worried about getting to there Friday night or whatever. I mean, but it really is that way. If it's a semi-large SEC game, there are people who will pull their RVs in on Wednesday. I've even seen people who leave them there all year. You know, these old retired people who I hope to be one day just park their RV there, and they live in their RV for the entire season and just stay there. But, you know, for the Iron Bowl, when that's in town, you know, the city and everything is just kind of focused on that from Wednesday to Saturday. There's just everything is Iron Bowl. People are already parking. People are already tailgating. It's just huge. On a game day, if you don't have your spot marked, like just in a normal tailgate spot by early Friday, you're not going to be able to get anywhere. And, you know, if you're not starting tailgating at 8 o'clock in the morning, even if it's a night game, people are going to kind of think you're a slacker if you just kind of walk up at 11:30 thinking you're going to be able to plop down somewhere. But that's how the SEC is. I mean, it's the biggest event of the week and of the year, really, every game is, and people treat it that way through their preparations, I guess.
Well, let's talk some football. I mean, from 1957, the national champion, 2010, national champion, 7 SEC titles, most of the last half century, a top 25 caliber program. Solid, but even down there, I mean, in Alabama, sometimes solid isn't quite enough when you got that other school to the west of you. Is that a pretty good encapsulation of the last 50 years of Auburn football?
Yeah, I mean, one thing I kind of hang my hat on with Auburn football is that, you know, we've got the most undefeated seasons out of the last 20 to 30 years. We just got one championship to show for it because we've had a few, you know, 2004, that whole fiasco with Auburn not getting into the national championship. And then 93, we're undefeated, but we were on probation. So it's just kind of, that's why 2010 was just such a huge thing. I mean, every national championship is huge, but it was just such a huge thing because it seemed like, at least once every decade, we felt like we were good enough to at least play in the national championship, and it just never happened. But yeah, with the last 3 years of Alabama winning two and us winning one, it's just, you know, it used to be where SEC championship was the goal, and then the national championship would just be icing on the cake. But it's definitely been stepped up lately. You know, it's just if you're not in it, it just seems like you're completely irrelevant, at least for that year. But yeah, I mean, I guess that is a good encapsulation of the program for the last few years. I would say in the last 10 years, we've probably been a top 15 team, but yeah, I mean, that's pretty good.
We saw here in the Big 12, we saw Gene Chizik up at Iowa State. We were kind of surprised that he got the Auburn job, but
we all were too.
Has he been the right guy for the job?
I think so. I saw someone write recently that even outside of football, he is showing that he is a great leader. I mean, with all these tragedies and just bad situations in the last few years that have seemed to come down on Auburn with the Cam Newton saga and now the shooting and everything, it just seems like he always can lead and it says and does the right things and gets his team back on track and gets the program, keeps them stable. You know, on the field, he's done a great job. I mean, other than the national championship year, which was obviously something that nobody expected, he's really done more even with 2 8-win seasons than people expected the team to do. He's won more games than anybody thought. I think this coming up year, and especially the year after that, is going to be a real big indicator of what he's going to, you know, leave his legacy as at Auburn. You know, we don't have a Cam Newton on this year's team, but we're not really lacking for talent. We've got some good players. So, you know, Cam Newton's one in a lifetime player, and and we Auburn got very lucky to get him, and he was definitely the main reason for that year. So these next 2 years with a good, solid talent base will kind of show what he can do.
We are talking about some Auburn football with the proprietor of warbloggle.com. We talked last week with the folks down in Alabama. Missouri holds a 3-1 all-time series. We're the only school in the SEC with an all-time winning record against Alabama. Mizzou also has an it's been a while. Missouri also has an all-time winning series against Auburn, 1-0, 1973 Sun Bowl. John Mosley, knockout blow on an 84-yard kickoff return to end the first half. That was about it. I'm sure you remember that game. It's in the annals of Auburn football history, right?
I'll be honest with you. I knew we had played Missouri once. I couldn't remember when it was or that it was even a bowl game. But yeah, I mean, that was a good history lesson there.
Yeah, it's one we've got up in the rafters over here at Mizzou. You know, we're looking forward to the football side of things. That's the big dog in the SEC. But here at Mizzou, we also love some basketball. And we would like to thank you for Ernest Ross, who transferred in to play his last year up here. What can you tell me about Ernest?
He was a very strong player. I mean, I thought if he had stayed at Auburn, he would have, been one of the top two or three players on the team. I was surprised to see him go, but like most things in Auburn basketball recently, everything's kind of been in a flux, and there's been a lot of surprising and negative and just weird things that have happened. But I mean, yeah, he was one of my favorite players when he was here.
Charles Barkley, Chuck Pearson, probably the two best known players from Auburn. How far down the totem pole is Auburn basketball in the grand scheme of things?
Oh, we're way down there. As big as an Auburn fan as Auburn football fan as I am, I would all you know, 1B or whatever below that is my love for Auburn basketball. I mean, there's nothing I want more than a national championship of football than Auburn basketball to be relevant again.
Right.
The last time we were, a team that people knew about was in the late 90s. We had the really good season in 98-99 where we were number one seed in the NCAA tournament. We got knocked out in the Sweet 16 by Ohio State. But, I mean, other than that, I mean, that was, 13, 14 years ago. Auburn's kind of been a laughing stock of basketball, and it's just, we had probation kind of around the 2000s, and then we hired Jeff Lebo, which really didn't get us anywhere. And now we've got Tony Barbie, who seems to have us on the right track, but we've still got players leaving just unexpectedly. And I don't know if it's, they don't like his discipline style or what, but he's got a really good recruiting class coming in next year. One of the best ones we've had in decades. So maybe we can do something with that, but I don't know. As much as I'd like to say, be scared of Auburn basketball when you come to the SEC, right now, I can't say that for sure.
Fair enough. Some alumni, or at least famous people who've gone to Auburn: American Idol winner Taylor Hicks, Lionel Richie, who I actually saw this last weekend down at Bonnaroo in Nashville, south of Nashville, Jimmy Buffett, Elmo Shropshire, the guy who wrote Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer.
I didn't even know that.
There you go. Octavia Spencer, Oscar winner for The Help. Jimmy Wales, the co-founder of Wikipedia, which is where I got all of this stuff, by the way.
Yep.
Auburn sounds like a really good school, and we look forward to making your acquaintance over the next 100 years or so.
Yeah, I mean, I'll be honest, when the whole expansion thing happened, and I'm not a huge SEC chest beater. I look at it as, these teams are probably, they want to beat Auburn more than any other team, in the nation. These are the, I don't know what I'm trying to say. It's just, I mean, it is a fraternity, and we do kind of have pride in our conference, but to me, it's kind of like, they still want to beat us. They're still out recruiting us. So I don't know, but my point was, with when the expansion kind of came along, like most SEC fans, I was kind of, I wanted to stick with 12, and I didn't care. It didn't matter who it was. I didn't want them. But now that it's happened and it's here, I think Missouri and Texas A&M are both going to, they're not going to be pushovers or slouches by any means. With the Big 12 style offense and with the basketball history, I think both teams are going to be able to step in and be a major player right now. So, well, I'm excited about it.
I'll tell you this: you won't really hate us until we start beating you. And since you're on the other side of the conference, that won't be very. It'll be few and far between, at least on the football side of things. But we look forward to getting down there and seeing a game at Jordan-Hare and seeing that eagle fly over and seeing all the pomp and circumstance of Auburn football. Thank you so much, War Bloggle. Warbloggle.com is the site if you want to go read up some on Auburn. And thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate it.
Hey, thanks for having me. It was fun.
War Eagle, right? Is that what I'm supposed to say?
War Eagle, exactly.
All right,
War
very
Eagle.
Good. Thanks, sir.